Welcome to I Woke Up Like This, our podcast with Katie
and Ashley.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, you look great. You have your eyeliner done.
Yeah, it's been 1 week since we did the live podcast,
right?
With the liner. And this morning I woke up and all of my flaking on my eyelids have gone away. So it's just been a week of aftercare for me. What have you been up to this week?
Geez, this week, it's been so busy. We've been packing for the beach because we're going to the Outer Banks this weekend.
Oh, sometimes I forget that it's summertime.
I know, right? So I feel like summer's just kind of flown by. June, I can't believe we're already like mid-June. Yeah. So, yeah, we've been just packing and getting things ready. I've been like organizing the house and everything and just kind of prepping for that.
Oh, so that will be so fun. You need a vacation.
Yeah, and our 1 year wedding anniversary is on Sunday, Father's Day.
I cannot believe
it's
been 1 year. Like just a little over a year ago,
yes.
You came into Indelible to get your lashes for your wedding.
Aw. Isn't that sweet? So I know I was telling Tim, I was like, can you believe this week a year ago we were in complete stress mode? Like always working on something for the wedding, counting down 2 days to go. So
did you just have so much time after your wedding because like your focus was so? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. I was 10 times more relaxed after the wedding. And I know that, I mean, the wedding is so much fun and everything, but it's just kind of nice to not have to plan anymore.
Yeah. My best friend just got done with her wedding. And like I've just seen like how stressful it was for her because I've never seen what goes into planning a big wedding.
Right.
Because in Utah, we don't do anything like that.
Yeah.
So it was just like very fascinating to see like you put your blood, sweat and tears into that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm very impressed.
Yes. And then you stress about it going well or not going well. So yay, we are at the 1 year mark. So
yay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We're going to celebrate and go to Colonial Williamsburg on our way to the beach.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
So that'll be a fun little day trip. But so today we are talking about aftercare, eyeliner aftercare, which is perfect because you are in the aftercare stage right now.
Yeah. So the exciting thing is I have made daily videos this past week so you can visually see what's going on. I'll post them on Instagram and Facebook for Indelible. But since you haven't seen the weekly aftercare,
right,
like what is your biggest question about aftercare with eyeliner?
I just worry if I know with my eyebrows, when I got them microbladed, they go through a stage of peeling and itching. So how hard was it for you to not touch your eyes?
You know what? It is really hard. I'm not going to lie. But like looking at my eyeliner now, it's worth it.
Yeah.
So your eyes, like you rub them, you touch them.
Mm-hmm.
It's allergy season.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's a lot harder. So, like, I ended up, like, tapping on the corners of my eyelids
mm-hmm.
to, like, get that little vibration going. But, like, you automatically, like, just go up and try and rub your eyes. And then you're like,
don't
oh,
touch.
Oh, no. Like, honestly, that was probably the hardest part. Like, putting
mm-hmm.
on ointment and, you know, like, not wearing makeup, whatever. You get used to it. You feel a little naked.
Right.
But you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, the touching your eyes that it's like, oh, nope, we can't do that because you want to make sure you're not contaminating the area for
right.
risk of any kind of infection.
And what about makeups? I put on foundation every single day and putting things underneath of my eyes, say I only got the top done like you did.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still do that?
Like I still put on a tinted moisturizer.
Okay.
I didn't like put full-blown like foundation or anything on,
mm-hmm.
but I did put tinted moisturizer on since I didn't get the bottom liner.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to make sure when I washed my face at night that, you know, I was taking those makeup remover wipes
mm-hmm.
and just going gently around because we can't splash our face.
Gotcha.
You know? So like you can do a little bit so you don't feel as naked, but like make sure that you still wash your face,
right.
put on moisturizer. We don't want like, dry, wrinkly
mm-hmm.
skin for a week. So.
Right.
But really, aftercare is pretty much the same as eyebrows. So the only thing is it could take just a few more days for the flaking to go away.
Mm-hmm.
What I found very interesting is my eyebrows usually take 10 days. I'm a little bit slower on eyebrows.
I was too.
But my eyeliner, it's 7 days and I'm fully healed. Like,
so for,
it was a little bit faster for me on my eyelids.
Well, that's
just
good.
Kind of, everybody is so different.
Mm-hmm.
So
And for people that are wondering what flaking means, do you want to kind of describe what it's like?
So I wouldn't necessarily call it a full-blown scab. Like, it's not like this big crusty thing.
Right.
It's just a light layer of skin that is shedding. So maybe dandruff looking, mm-hmm. you know, but it's going to be black or brown, whatever color we tattooed on there. So like literally just light flaking. Once all of that goes away, you're healed.
And don't pick it.
Don't pick it, because if you do, you're going to pull the pigment out with it. You know, we always tell little kids, don't pick your scabs. So I'm going to give you that advice. Don't pick your scabs.
So we left you last week when you were on the table. You had one eye done. You finished the procedure, got the other eye done, mm-hmm. clearly. And then
I thought maybe I'd just do one. That's all. It's the new trend.
Immediately after that, when you were done, what is the first thing that you do?
So put on ointment. Always with a Q-tip, never your finger. So for the first 5 days, we really want to make sure that the eyeliner does not dry out. And it actually helps with itching,
mm-hmm.
You know, like just having that ointment on there. Because yeah. my eyes didn't really bother me until I stopped ointment. And then I was like, oh, I just kind of want to put that back on. But there's no way for it to fully heal until you stop ointment and then let it flake off, you know.
Kind of dry out.
It's like ripping the Band-Aid off, you know, like you know it's going to come, but you don't want it to.
Right.
So the first thing we did is after we were done, we put ointment on. My eyelids felt a little heavy, nothing too bad. But because of the way you stretch the skin, it was more of like the sides of my face, like where mm-hmm. my temples are, that was a little bit tender. So I took some ibuprofen and then I got a little bag of frozen peas.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's light.
Right.
It's not a heavy ice pack. Mm-hmm. And I wrapped it in a clean paper towel and I just let it sit on my eyes for about 15 minutes. And then I was good to go the rest of the day. I mean, we had the Sherlock event.
Yeah, I saw you that night. Yeah, you looked great.
And my eyes were barely swollen. I mean, they were shiny, but
right, you couldn't really, I mean, you can't tell. It's not like a bee sting on your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Right.
So the key throughout like the first few days is hydration,
mm-hmm.
Arnica Montana, putting ointment on. Don't let them dry out. And then at nighttime, you want to sleep on your back,
yes,
elevated.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely noticed the first 2 days that when you wake up, your eyelids are puffy, mm-hmm. you know, but that's just because you've been laying down. There's fluid retention. But the moment I got up, got some water in me, started walking around, within 10 minutes, my eyes looked normal.
Right.
So
other than morning puffiness.
Just, yeah. Everybody has morning puffiness, mm-hmm. regardless if you had your eyeliner right. done or not. Mornings can be rough. let's see. You just don't touch your eyes.
Right.
No contacts, no mascara. The no mascara, I'm actually pretty excited that I get to wear mascara tomorrow.
Oh, yay.
Because you can't have your eyelash extensions on.
Right.
So that is probably the hardest thing mm-hmm. for any woman is to not have their eyelashes. So
I know I would feel
but,
so naked.
But at the same time, like, my boyfriend, like, didn't even notice,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, that I didn't have mascara on. So it's right. only you that really notices. Like, men don't really notice. do you have any other questions about eyeliner?
I'm trying to think. I mean, so we talked about putting the gel on.
Yep.
And then how many days after the gel do you let them, would you say that they dry out for?
So days 1 through 5, mm-hmm. ointment. 5 through 7 to 10, you know, like, so an additional like 3 to 5 days mm-hmm. for the flaking. Like,
gotcha.
Mine did 3 days and I'm totally good to rock and roll.
And then after that, you come in for a second appointment.
1 month later.
As yep. 1 month later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the first one will result in a thin line and then your second round will do medium to thick.
Perfect.
Desired, whatever your desired line consistency is.
Cool.
So it's really, don't touch your eyes. It's a hard thing, but when you go to the pool and your eyeliner, you don't look like a raccoon, it is well worth it, ladies.
That's another great question. So how long after you get it done do you have to wait before you get in the pool?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
I mean, like, you might be okay at day 10, but let's just be on the safe side. 2 weeks, you know you're fully healed in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then you're not getting any kind of, like, if you're getting in the pool, like, chlorine, or if you're getting in the ocean, like, who knows what's in the ocean.
Right.
So 2 weeks to do any kind of major anything. Tinting your lashes, getting in the pool, jacuzzi, all that kind of stuff.
Cool. So, well, that sounds good.
I would say just go starting tomorrow. I'm going to start posting the daily videos so you can see exactly what the whole healing process looks like.
Perfect. And then we can share them on our Wake Up Crew page too.
Yeah. And then, of course, if you guys have any questions, chime in. Let us know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Or reach out to you. Book your appointment.
Yeah. Head book on your in. Appointment because for the next couple of weeks, you still have that opportunity to get 30% off with Heather. Who you saw do my eyeliner
yes.
on the podcast.
We love
the live podcast. So take advantage. Instead of $450, it's going to be $315. Like that's, and that includes
yes.
both appointments. Like do it.
Oh, heck yes. Well, that sounds wonderful. Anything else new going on with Indelibel?
We are still at our temporary location. Hopefully in the next week or so, we will be able to get back into downtown. Just some construction, you know,
right.
it takes time.
It
so,
does.
But thank you to everybody for all of your support and keep booking appointments. We love seeing you and hearing your words of encouragement. It definitely keeps us, you know, like have the faith to keep going.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that things are starting to get back to normal because that was a rough ride right there for a little bit.
It was. But I mean, and it's been a rough month. So I personally haven't done anything for myself except for my eyeliner and putting a cold bag of peas on my face.
Oh.
But have you done any beauty?
Any beauty things? Actually, yes. So I just tried, I would say a nail polish. It's called Color Street Nails.
Okay.
And it comes in strips. And someone gave me a really cute little box. It was delivered to me and they asked me to try it. And all you have to do is you take this strip, and it's legit nail polish, just like you would paint on your nails. And you take the strip, you lay it on each one of your nails, and then you just kind of rip the end off to where the end of your nail is, and it lays perfectly. It coats your nail like you have a perfect painting done on your nail without having to paint and go through all the messiness of painting your nails.
That's awesome. I mean, your nails look fantastic.
Thank you.
That is really good. Well, I will have to check that one out.
I know, it's pretty cool.
My nails, let's not. Good thing you can't see my nails.
But yeah, there's all these different colors that you can buy. And I have a really pretty sparkly one, kind of a gold pinkish sparkle.
Oh, that's like Indelibel
colors. Right?
I love it.
It does remind me of that.
I might have to steal that from you.
Yeah, so I will give you an update on that next time because we're heading to the beach, so we'll see how long it lasts for.
Oh, yeah, that actually will be a really good test to see that versus real nail polish, which is going to hold up.
Yes, so yeah, it's pretty cool, and it takes 5 minutes to put all your nails on, and then you don't have to wait for them to dry, which is really nice. So,
oh, yeah, that's a pain.
Yeah, some fun beauty things.
Oh, well, I'll have to check it out.
Well, I guess that is it for our episode today. What do we have coming up?
That is it for the eyeliner after, I can't believe we're done with the eyeliner. So
we're
going to do a girls' night in again.
Ooh.
We're going to have a special guest come in and talk about other beauty-related
products. Oh, I'm excited.
So tune in to see who our next guest is going to be.
Yes, so that will be in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, yep.
All right, well, everyone have a wonderful, hopefully nice weather week.
Yes. Sun, please come out so we can all get a tan.
Yay, and we will see you next time. Bye, guys.